Turn with me to Luke chapter 4. Since we've considered Isaiah 40 almost exclusively the last three times, let's pick up where we left off in Luke chapter 4. And I want to read from verses 31 to 37 for our consideration this evening. Verse 31 of Luke chapter 4. Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And now in the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the report about him went out into every place in the surrounding regions. Well, as we saw last time when we looked at this section, we are told by Dr. Luke, by the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, that the beginning of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ establishes in the first place who Jesus Christ is. The emphasis is on his being. And we see how as he attends the synagogue and the scroll is given to him, he opens in Isaiah 61 and begins to read a part of Isaiah 61 about the Messiah, and then claims that today this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes or in your hearing. And you'll notice that this is a prophecy in Isaiah 61, which is quoted for us in verses 18 and 19, which speaks in terms of the ultimate jubilee, or the ultimate jubilee on this earth, to proclaim liberty to the captives. This is what happened in the year of jubilee. And that's why I picked that hymn that we just sang for our third hymn. Now, compared to all the deliverances that took place and all the jubilees that were celebrated or ought to have been celebrated in Israel, here is the true significance of it. In the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he sets the prisoner free. He restores his fortunes, so to speak, if we can use that word, as man's image bearer, and back into fellowship with him. And you notice how he speaks gracious words of salvation. To whom? Well, the gospel to the poor in spirit, to heal the brokenhearted, those who are concerned about their sin and are contrite, to those who acknowledge that they are in bondage and in need of liberty, And then we noted how at the very beginning of his words, as he spoke in the synagogue, and at the very end, we have this mark of his divinity clearly emphasized by Luke the physician. Because what we have in the proclamation in Isaiah 61, which is quoted here, is about the coming divine Messiah. And what we have in the last verse as they try to throw him over the cliff is his omnipotent power. So the emphasis is about himself. And as we come to our passage, this emphasis continues. And so coming to verse 31, the very first thing that Dr. Luke tells us is that the Lord Jesus left Nazareth. He left Nazareth because they would not receive him. They would not receive him because he spoke both gracious words to those who are humble and poor and contrite in heart, but he also spoke penetrating truth about their sinfulness. And they would not receive it. So they wanted to throw him over the cliff and be done with him. These very people in the synagogues. And so what did